for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all, come on in to my house. I've got the doors thrown wide open just for you, the Arizona homeowner, where you're not going to have to worry one little bit about anything that's contagious. We're just going to talk about your house, your home, your cabin, or your castle. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Line up. Jennifer will take your call. She's here in the call screener's booth. Get your name, where you're calling from in Arizona, and what your project is you're trying to tackle. And Romy and I will put our remodeling and building experience to work for you every way we can to try and help you into that blissful existence of happy Arizona home ownership. And before we dive into today's tip of the week, which is cooling your outdoor environment this coming summer, let me do just a little follow-up on some shows we've had the last couple weeks. A couple weeks ago, we had David Burns on. He's the owner of Green ID, which is Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Specialist, one of several that we have. And David, while on air, made an offer that he would do home inspections for a special Rosie discount. It was unbelievable. It's the first thing I tell you, you all should do. And it was such a good offer. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Dave, I'll go on three of those with you. Let's do it together. Well, we've got one of those done and a couple more scheduled next week. And Romy, I can't tell you, we picked the three randomly, but we couldn't have picked a better one than the one we went on this week.
Okay.
Early 70s, late 60s vintage home on a big lot, masonry, hadn't had a lot of remodeling done to it. It was near original condition, 30-year-old. Air conditioning system, dual energy. I mean, and they're spending, not a particularly big house. I think if I remember right, it was about a 2,400 square foot livable, may have even been a little smaller than that. And they were consuming over 3,100 kilowatt hours per month. And they were paying about 15 cents a kilowatt.
Pretty high.
We're going to be able to get them to under 10 cents and cut their kilowatt usage by a third.
And keep the house cooler.
Well, the house is going to be cooler. This is going to be a perfect example of what you can get done with a whole house energy. I can't wait to go out on the next two that we've got coming up as well. So, again, folks, everybody wants to know how to beat their high air conditioning bills coming the next few months. And y'all write me, and you write me, and then you give me a bullet list of all the things you want to do. And I don't even read the bullet list, because most of the bullet lists are things that cost a lot of money to get done, and I can't give you a return on investment analysis unless I would come to your house and do a whole house energy audit. We've got several Rosie certified energy audit companies on our website. They do it for $99. And I'm telling you, before you spend a penny getting your house more energy efficient, you ought to log on to Rosie on the House and get one of the whole, it's under energy efficiency, get one of the energy efficiency specialists in your neighborhood to come give you a $99 home energy audit. Then we can visit about what you should do first, second, and third. So I'm pretty excited about what we're going to do for this one particular family.
Quick question
in
for
particular.
You. So what did you think about going on the audit itself? Did you learn anything new or anything surprise you?
David took his time to show me the equipment. I've been talking about energy audits. I went on one years ago. I got there just towards the end of it to kind of see the summary that was prepared. I've had the energy audits explained to me of what they do. But But I was actually there with David. David did not bring an assistant. I was his assistant. So I got to help set up the blower door. I got to connect some of the digital equipment. I got to see how he masked off the registers to check for duct integrity. Got to see a lot of the actual steps. So I learned a lot. I'm gonna look forward to going to these next two as well. I'll be a better helper on the second one.
I'm just curious, what was the duct work? Was it metal?
There was actually a combination, which was really surprising. The majority of the trunk line, major trunk line, was a rigid metal. But then back in the early 70s, we builders were experimenting with this gray flex that had a coiled system in the middle of it that hasn't held up very well. It's miraculous that in this house there were no splits or cracks, but the outside insulation had shed the insulation. So there's going to be some duct updating. They had virtually no insulation in the attic. There was no insulation in the masonry walls at all. They had done a very good job shading a lot of windows with some bougainvillea, which was very, very critical, but they were still the 1970s vintage single pane aluminum frame windows. And then they had a 35, 40 year old air conditioning unit, probably operating at about a 6 SEER. So we're going to be able to do a lot in helping the folks. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now, our tip of the week, cooling your outdoor living environment.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. When you hear the auto attendant, you can bypass the message just by hitting 1, and that'll put you straight into the studio. Text message can also be sent to 411-923. Or if you need to email us, info@rosieonthehouse.com, and you can attach pictures that way to get in touch. And yes, the outdoor living space.
If you're a subscriber to our digital newsletter, you got this in your email box Thursday afternoon, and it's the tip of the week.
Well, I think number one, you start with a pool?
A pool helps. A pool helps. Our granddaughters.
Or you start with your patio.
Our granddaughters are going to stay. We've had them. We've been sitting them for a few days. They're going to go stay with the other grandparents down in Portal, Arizona. And all we hear about the other grandparents' house is the cowboy pool.
What's a cowboy? Is it like a boot shaped?
No, it's a trough.
A trough.
With lots of moths and crickets in it.
The stock tank.
The stock tank, exactly. Right. That's all. And so, yes, an opportunity to get wet is probably the first place to start. Slip and slide.
Slip and slide. Got to have a lawn for that. The granite rocks and the dirt aren't always the best for that. But it's really, you know, it all revolves around water. And a lot of times, you know, it can be looked at as a waste or improper use of water. But what's never taken into calculation when we're talking about all the water consumption in our homes, you know, 70% is outdoors. Maybe if you're looking at strict water use on your property, all the electricity that powers your home was generated with water.
Takes a lot of water.
Takes a lot of water. And there was one example we were looking at.
That would be an interesting study.
The washing machine, if you're doing a load of laundry, the water that, you know, no matter how efficient that unit is, you're using 2 to 3 times more water in the electric consumption because you also heat the water at the water heater
first.
Yes,
you do. Yes, yes.
So if you're in an all-electric home running a load of laundry, you're using 2 to 3 times more water than what's being used inside to clean the clothes.
If your washing machine consumes 6 gallons in a load, you are burning through 18 gallons of net water usage.
And that's not an exact science number. That's just an example of what's reality. Because the amount of water used to generate electricity is different on each type of power plant. You know, it's different for sure. Gas, coal, nuclear, all those are different.
Sure. I want to continue this conversation on keeping cool in the backyard, but we've got a caller on hold. Let's not keep him on hold too much longer. Let's take Joe in Mesa. And as we take care of Joe, it opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I know this is your favorite topic, and your most favorite thing to do is painting.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a 1,400-square-foot house. I painted it the exterior 10 years ago, okay. Wanting to repaint it again.
Okay.
Last time I painted it, rolled it, just with the roller, the entire house, the fascia, everything, brush and roller. Wanted to get your opinion. What's the best way to paint longevity-wise, rolling it or spraying it?
Stucco home?
Stucco, yes.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you the most efficient way to get the best job is power wash the house and take the dust off and the powdered residue, the outside layer of the existing paint being 10 years old. So you power wash, you let it dry, power wash the stucco only. And then the most efficient way is you spray it, but it does take, it helps to have a second person because then you have a paint bucket with a screen on it and a roller. And as the trigger man on the gun, on the airless sprayer, sweeps left, right, up, down, up, down, up, down. Then the second guy comes with paint, fresh paint on the roller and back rolls it. That's going to get the most complete coverage in a layer thick enough to last 10 years and with a surface clean enough for it to hold on 10 years. You can accomplish the same thing with just painting roller, and it depends on how rough the texture of the stucco is, but and you can just roll it, but it's going to take a little longer. You got to over it and over it and over it and roll back and forth, up and down, left and right, sideways, horizontal, at an angle to get all those little crevices filled. So yes, you can do it with a roller. The most efficient way, two people, one with a sprayer, one with a roller. And back rolling is not rolling over the paint you spray on with the airless. Back rolling is after the airless guys go by, while the paint's still wet, you apply another layer of rolled paint on top of that. That's going to be your paint job, built for the Arizona home.